at around the 10:30 mark. So please join us for that. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a new tune from Weird Radicals. Weird Radicals are a power pop rock four-piece out of Phoenix, Arizona. They are Andrew Cameron Klein, Nick Florence, Eric Hula, and Matthew Van Gelder. They just recently penned a recording deal with Burger Records, which has allowed them to release the brand new single, No One's Gonna Make Me, on September 21st. Be warned, this is a rockin' tune for 10 o'clock in the morning. New music from Weird Radicals here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That is the latest material from Lynn Coke Emery here on Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You are turned in. You are tuned in, rather, to music you might otherwise miss. Lynn Coke Emery. She's an indie alternative fuzz rock songstress from Stockholm, Sweden. She launched her first single, Come Back, in 2016 and immediately got noticed by DIY Music magazine as a, quote, artist to watch, unquote, and described her sound as Courtney Barnett fronting the Strokes, which I think is a wonderful way to describe her. She got a record deal with Welfare Sounds and Records in 2017, which led to her debut EP, Boys. In February, Lynn released a dynamite single, Wires, and on September 14th, she released the song I just aired, Don't Sleep on My Love, as a standalone single. Changing musical direction with a tune from Madge. Madge is a self-described one-woman do-it-yourself pop project from Los Angeles, delving into Celtic mythology and a legacy of her Mormon upbringing in Utah, contemporary spirituality, and a 2018 take on pop sounds, unquote. I pulled that right from her SoundCloud page. Song I have to share with you this morning is, quote, How to Play, which is released on September 14th. It's a hard-driving electronica-based single pushing against the patriarchy. Check it out for yourself. New music from Madge here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Jerk. We haven't spoke for 4 years and 4 days, and now you're looking at me in that way. But you wish somebody friends are for? Can we pretend there's nothing more? And if we can't, tell me how I should stop. A whiskey in my cup, why did I ever give you up? You say you loved her, you say you loved her. You made it a point to say that you loved her, and it kinda hurts. You know that we're done with that, and I know that we're done with that. Too bad that it didn't work, and it didn't work, cause I was a jerk. Guitar in the dark, you become my weakness. We haven't spoke for 4 years and 4 days, but now you're looking at me in that way. But you're with somebody, I'm with somebody, you're with somebody. You're with somebody, I'm with somebody, you're with somebody.
The latest material from Skylar Stone Street here on Freeform Radio from Tusk University 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Skylar Stone Street. She's an unsigned indie stripped down new pop artist. Really was taken by that song, It Kinda Hurts, as Skylar laments the loss of her boyfriend and she talks to his current girlfriend. It's nicely constructed and relatable. Miss Stone Street just self-released this standalone single on September 21st, and I really like this, and I think she's going to do something. I think she's going to go far.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
SmartAboutMoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, SmartAboutMoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
SmartAboutMoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
Next up is a new one from Deadens, and that's D-E-A-D-E-N-S. Deadens is one of those bands that reached out to me directly through my SoundCloud page. They sent me a message telling me that they like the taste in my music and that their latest single, Queen, might fit nicely with the music that I play for my shows. I still just get a real kick out of that. So, anyway, Deadens are an unsigned indie dream pop duo based in Minsk, Belarus, which is the first time ever for me getting a band from Belarus. They sent me their songs Queen and Underflow, and I was partial to the former. They're not on iTunes yet. However, if you do like this tune, it is available on their Bandcamp page. New music from Deadens here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with the Joy Formidable right after the latest here from, well, actually Amber Arcade's right after the latest here from the Joy Formidable. New music from the Joy Formidable. That was really impressive. Here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a rainy, cool Tuesday morning. Joy Formidable, originally from Wales, but now make their home in London. I've been following them since 2010 when they released their debut full-length album, A Balloon Called Moaning. They maintained their rocking quirkiness over the years because it's still shown up in their latest release called Aarth, and that's A-A-A-R-T-H. I'm just assuming that's how it's phonetically pronounced. Anyway, that just came out on September 28th. The song I just had for airplay there was called The Wrong Side. Well, it is time for our first feature of the day. It's called The Lineage. This is the section of the show when I like to feature a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Amber Arcades. So Amber Arcades is really the musical vehicle for Annalette de Graaf. She is from Holland, and she has, well, and she's been pushing her solo career for some time. I found her in 2016 when she first signed to Heavenly Recordings, which are a London-based record label. This young woman, I tell you, she's no slouch. Besides the recording career, she holds a master's degree in law and has worked as an assistant for War Crimes Tribunal at the United Nations. Not bad for a 29-year-old. Her new album, European Heartbreak, which came out September 20th, has more of a political slant to it than their previous work, taking on European problems of immigration and injustice. The music has also taken a different direction from her previous work. This has a little bit more of a folk slash country-ish feel to it. The song I have to share for you this morning is called Oh My Love, parenthetically, What Have We Done? So this is Amber Arcade's. She is today's lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Our love.
State Farm Radio. From Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK hanging here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Amber Arcades with Turning Light, which originally was released back in 2016. That was as a standalone single in February. That was the one I have. Then it was also included in her record label debut album, Fading Lines, which came out in June of that same year. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I'll be posting it at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. Also, besides the playlist, I do have some links to some free downloads there and also some videos housed there as well. Take a look. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Tom Petty, along with the Heartbreakers. The album that has been reissued is their fantastic Damn the Torpedoes, originally released in 1979, and it was their third release. Of course, with Tom Petty passing last year, there's been a demand to re-release his catalog, and I had so many choices with this amazing songwriter and performer, I decided to pick the album that was most personal to me. That album was top-notch, with hits on it like Refugee, Don't Do Me Like That, Even the Losers, and this one, Here Comes My Girl. So this is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. But when she puts her arms around me, I can somehow rise above it. Yeah, man, when I got that little girl standing right by my side, you know, I can tell the whole wide world to shout it. Hey, here comes my girl. Down to the end of a day, I have to stop, ask myself why I've done it. It just seems so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. And then she looks me in the eye and says, we gonna last forever, man. You know I can't begin to die, honey.
That's fucking perfect.
Oh, I missed that part. I'm going to enter that out. Anyway, we just finished up there with, well, let me go. It's Tufts University, 91. That threw me off. 91.5 WMFO. TK here. I'm spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Justice, Prophet, and J-Sum. If you're a frequent listener to my show, you know my penchant for J-Sum, a.k.a. Melina Duterte. I've been following her and playing her music since early 2016, and it was very early on in her fabulous 2017. I was very early on her 2017 release, Everybody Works, which made my top 10 list of that year, of course, parenthetically, along with everybody else's list, because, yeah, it's that good. Anyway, Melina moved from the Bay Area of California down to Los Angeles and met up with a kindred spirit in the likes of Justice Prophet. The two released on September 28th a new EP. It's called Nothing's Changed. The song I just picked to play there was a tune called Grow. By the way, if you're interested, the pair will be out on tour, which they have a stop here in the Boston area at Great Scott on December 9th. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from Fuzzy Sun. Fuzzy Sun is a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop synth-heavy five-piece from Stockport, England. I found them earlier this year with the debut release of a four-song EP, Want Love. They describe their sound as contemporary pop infused with psychedelia, tipped with noughties R&B nostalgia, with just a hint of disco flair, unquote. The song I have to share with you now is off their new EP, Warm Evening, Cold Morning, which is due out October 5th. The song I have for you now is Heavy. New music from Fuzzy Sun here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. brand new stuff from Snax here on 91.5 WMFO. It's Freeform Radio from Tufts University and also available online at WMFO.org. Snax, which is a terrible name for a band, are a mixed-gendered rock-pop four-piece from Alabama. That tune was Pink Water, and it's off their self-titled debut album, which was released by the band back in May of this year. However, they just recently signed to Burger Records and has been reissued. That tune is called Pink Water. Next up is a nice little tune from Harsh Mistress. Harsh Mistress is another Burger Records find, and also another lousy name for a band. Really, just do a search on Harsh Mistress and see the crazy results you get. Anywho, the new album from Harsh Mistress is All Roads Lead to This, and the song I have for you right now is called No Ceiling. New music from Harsh Mistress here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Slow me down.
That's the latest material from Clean Cut Kid on Freeform Radio from Tuskegee University, 91.5 WMFO. Hanging here with TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Now, I pulled this off their webpage because it made sense this morning, but it says, quote, having toured relentlessly for 3 years, alongside recording their debut album with numerous producers and in numerous studios, Clean Cut Kid decided to take a 10-month break from touring to record new music, unquote. With that being said, the new album is finished and set for release on October 22nd, and to drum up interest, the band has pre-released that single called Slow Progress. Let me slip in one more from Spin. And that's Spin with S-P-I-N-N. They're a jangly dream pop quartet out of Liverpool, England. This track is called Boredom, and it's their fourth single released in 2018. I'm thinking an album's in the works. They're not my cup of tea. However, I think that they're going to be on mainstream radio, so I thought it would be interesting to share that with you. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Green and grey away.